This isn't gonna work, Mark. They're gonna know it's not true. Yeah, that was Matter. It's gotta be funkier. You gotta funkier. Drip funk. That's a good start.
I can't. You can't ask me to live up to Troopia. That's really unfair.
Guys, we're not gonna pull this off. Okay, the crowd's gonna be clamoring. You know, we tripped the light, Troopia, during cartwheels across the floor.
You know, and I actually had some of his genes implanted into my cells through gene therapy, and I thought it was taken. And then today I was like started to dance, and I still had no rhythm, and I don't know what it was. I can't be him, guys. I don't think it's fair.
I see that you also put on a pair of his jeans, and you're positively swimming in them.
Yeah.
Large pants, that man. Large.
Yes. I could fit you two. Why don't you guys jump in my pants?
Guys, the promoter's out here. Says the crowd's getting restless. They need us to go on soon.
Okay, we've got it going for us that people don't really know what we look like.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So we can, if you just, can you, I don't know. Just don't talk.
Maybe we should, I don't know, maybe we should abandon comedy for this show.
Just not be funny?
Yeah, I mean, we should, you know, just do some other format.
I think it's probably a good idea.
Like, I mean, you know, humor is just one of the things you can improvise. You can improvise a ton of different things.
Should we, like, what should we improvise then?
Salad. I think we should improvise salad.
Okay. All right, let's rehearse a improvisational salad routine. lettuce.
Eggs.
See, I don't know if I can follow you there.
What's up with eggs? Who puts eggs in their
salad? Well, no, I mean, no, I did at one point, but, you know, like, you know, we're going to lose the radical vegans in the audience, and there's some good people.
Okay, so let's cheese, okay. Buttermilk ranch, eggs. Those things are all out.
Okay.
Anything that exploits the animals.
Okay. All right, let's start again. Remember, just trust each other, you know, like, flow off what everybody else says, okay?
Okay.
Vinaigrette.
Carrot.
Radish.
Tomato.
Sunflower seed.
Now, so you laughed, and I was really trying to go for something deep there.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to take control of the scene, and I shouldn't. I'm sorry. There was this direction emerging in the salad, and I wasn't cooperating with it.
No, it's okay. I mean, it wasn't bad. It just I just felt that, you
okay,
know.
Let's not go salad. Let's try something.
How about milkshake?
Milkshake.
We could try to improv a milkshake.
Egg.
No. Egg?
Who puts an egg in their milkshake?
Well, I mean, that's going to be sending the vegans up the wall on that one. I mean, you got both milk and an egg.
Since when are vegans like our major constituency?
Well, they're a constituency, you know.
Yeah, but so are
the
milkshake lovers of America.
The egg growers of America. I mean,
well, yeah. You know,
we leave out
fried babies from our milkshakes in order to court the family audience. You know, we might as well court the vegan audience too.
I suppose.
Let me tell you, I'm still opposed to that, and the memo will be coming around.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if this show can survive without the fried baby quotient.
Well, you're not the one selling the action figures.
Have you ever tried to fry a baby, actually?
No, I haven't.
See, a fry daddy is just a little bit too small. You got to get a fry pappy.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, you got to cram the lid down, and there's a foot sticking out.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's another reason. Just the scientists are alienated. The chefs are alienated by the fried baby humor because they know it can't be done.
Why do the, like, you know, sometimes co-hosts get better action figures than us, by the way?
I don't know.
I mean, we get the, like, I mean, granted, we have 12-inch figures, they have the 8-inch figures just to, you know, show our superiority. But they get all cool kind of snap-on accessories, and we just, like, you know, and, like, there's only, like, we get, like, a accessory.
We get swivel action kung fu grip, though.
Yeah, but the
you know, I will trade the little tiny backpack for the swivel action kung fu grip.
I don't know, though. The action figure for sometimes co-host Edmund Hank Sprague has that, you know, the extra bucket of swore that comes with it.
Yeah, but when it comes down to it, does he ever actually have to use the extra bucket of swore? I don't think so. He's got too much swore.
There are some cool things that, you know, the regular hosts do, like currently absent regular host Matt Troopia transforms into the color brown.
Which
is pretty darn cool.
It is neat. It is.
Just rearranges arms and legs. Okay, back to the improv.
Sorry.
All right, let's improvise. How about we improvise a car, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Vroom.
Vroom. See, I'm sorry. I'm having a little trouble here because I think we would have had to pull over by now with that nasty engine knock that I was giving it.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I was the piston or a catalytic converter. I wasn't sure which one.
Can you change things into gold with a catalytic converter?
Probably. I'm thinking so.
At very least, you can convert them into cattles. That's pretty useful.
We could feed the world. We stop knocking down rainforests.
Don't they know it's Christmas time?
Yeah.
Who, the cattle?
I don't know. Somebody. Bob Geldof, maybe.
Oh, Geldof.
He
absolutely shone. Shone? Is that shined?
Shone in
Spice World.
Yeah, he kind of did.
I saw him make that appearance, and I was just... It gave that movie instant credibility, I thought.
He keeps taking the geld and getting it off.
Baby Spice's boobies were...
they had their own credit.
Yeah, but I mean... Geldof did fairly well against the boobies.
Okay,
let's get back on track.
Something more abstract there. The crowd's got to be really restless by now. Hold on. We haven't started.
Hey! Yeah, Franca, just... All right, they're being rude to Franca now.
All right, let's try to improvise something more abstract. Let's say apathy. Let's do an improvisational apathy show.
I don't want to leave my parents' basement.
I've got my head in this bucket, and I'm kind of... I don't think there's any better place for my head than this bucket.
I heard Nine Inch Nails has a new album out. Maybe I should go buy it, but...
I don't think it'll bring you any joy.
I'm just tired.
I was driving down the street the other day, and I didn't really care where I was going. I just let go of the steering wheel, and I ended up in...
my parents' basement.
Yeah.
Which happens to be the home of your parents. It's funny how that worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, see, this isn't working either. I'm left to wonder how he got out of the car... you know, at all, to get into the studio.
Wait, maybe he rolled out of the car on impact.
That's possible.
I think that's what happened. I honestly didn't care enough to remember the events of that fateful morning.
All right, guys, I think we're just going to have to face the music. Can you be funny? I mean, I have faith. Maybe we just have to give the crowd something new, something different.
I got a butt crack from here to Tulsa.
Okay.
That's been known to
induce some
induce laugh riots. We can see how it goes.
That'll solve Matt's absence. That you can just, like, if we get stuck while we're on the air doing the improv comedy, you can just bare ass.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can do that.
Yes.
I won't speak, but I can bare
just
ass.
Bare ass, and the audience will love it. I don't know how they'll interpret it, but they'll love it.
Okay.
All right, guys. Get ready for to perform. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Heaven help us.
Eric, you got your feathered bow in place?
Yeah, I got my feathered bow. Oh, wait. Okay, sorry. I couldn't get that high-heeled pump on. Oh. But everything's fine now.
All right. Let's get our stroll on.
Woo!